on the train.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to Memphis and spent the first night of the new Chesca Hotel. It was just open. That's where we spent our honeymoon in Memphis. That's way up there. And I've been to Memphis on the train, and the depot was way uptown, up there on North Main, nearly. We got off right there. That was the depot.
That was the
depot, Central, Grand Central.
Railroad.
It was way up there. That's where we got off the train. Up in North Memphis now. Not North, up North Main, rather.
I see.
And we didn't know what it was now, you know. We had to go to Memphis on the train.
Yeah.
Went on Ole Miss and came back on the other train.
Now, did you have those things that would run maybe on the street in Memphis?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd they call them?
They called them streetcars, and they ran on a trolley. Streetcar. I almost ran in while I pushed one off one time. But I said, I've had 17 Chevrolets, 19 Chevrolet trucks, and I've got my 10th Oldsmobile. I had one wreck to one car. And one hook and one Ford. We got a Ford first, and then we had a hook. A hook Oldsmobile. Hook. Yeah, that's right. It was a hook. I never have seen her tell her one since, seemed like to me. But I've got my Harry, my husband, trade cars every year. He trade my car 1 year and trade the baby cars next year. That gave us new car every year. Anything got the matter with it, he just traded it off. He didn't. And he wanted a Cadillac all his life. And a diamond ring. And I wouldn't let him buy the Cadillac, so I gave him the ring. And he was satisfied. And this man we bought all our Oldsmobiles from told him that a 98 Oldsmobile wasn't anything but a little Cadillac, and that satisfied him. Cadillac's too expensive. They're a little more expensive than a 98 Oldsmobile. I think about $2,000 worth. But one of my old niggers died, this last old nigger I was telling you about that we had. She had moved to town with her daughter. And they were going to have the wake that night. And I was afraid they didn't have enough to eat. So Rufus and I got in the car to go up there to carry them. I think I fixed a chicken and potato salad and made some I don't know what, bread or something.
Uh-huh.
And coming back, it was raining. And there was a car in front of me. And I said, Rufus, what is that car going to do in front of me? And he said, I don't know. It'll throw on his brakes and then pick him off and put on his winker and take it off. So I was pretty close to it, and it was raining. And that thing got to where it was trying to turn, didn't know where it wanted to go. And it stopped. When it did, I just knocked it in the middle of next week. And I just put this, I don't know what came of it. And I said, Rufus, get out there. I said, what on earth has happened? He said, you just hit that car. And I said, well, get out and see if I killed them. They're not coming back here and eating me out. So he got out and said, Miss Rona, ain't nothing out there. I said, where on earth is it? And my door was jammed. I couldn't even get out. And I could see the fender bucked up. The whole fender bucked up. And I had to crawl out on this other side. We went around. And that car sitting over there is up here at this little store. It's sitting up there in front of the store. I knocked it there. And both doors were open. So I got out. It was raining. Rufus and I went up there. We didn't see a soul. And it took them 2 or 3 days to find who that car belonged to. But finally, I said, I can tell you what's the matter. That child was a girl, was just a little girl, and she bought beer right in front of me up here. I had to stop and get some dog feed. And I said, she bought some beer. And she had beer in that car. That's why she got out and ran. There was a boy there with her. So they got out and left that car.